Hey y'all, we're going to look at Luke chapter 11 today. So in Luke 11, and we're going to start in about 29. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." So this scene maps well onto the other moments in the Gospels when particularly religious authorities are challenging Jesus, questioning Jesus, accusing Jesus. Here in Luke, there's been several moments like this. For example, when they said that Jesus is casting out demons by Beelzebub. So it comes in this context of opposition. And notice that he says this is a this generation is an evil generation. That phrase, evil generation, goes all the way back to Sinai when Israel committed adultery by making the golden calf. And notice Jesus also says that they seek for a sign. Now, I would put this seeking for a sign in the context of insincere questions. In other words, the people that are coming to Jesus, asking Jesus questions, they don't really want to know the truth. They're not really convinced that Jesus is who he says he is, or that the things that he's doing are pointing to his authenticity. They're trying to trap him. And this really does draw our attention to the fact that God absolutely welcomes sincere questions. Remember the scribe in the Gospel of Mark that asks what the greatest commandment is. Jesus gives him a straight answer. He gives him an honest answer. He gives him a helpful answer. But Jesus is not going to be helpful to people who honestly don't want to know the truth. And that is what is going on here. Then notice his indictment. He says the only sign you're going to get is the sign of Jonah. Now, what's interesting about that is in other places in the Gospels, when Jesus talks about the sign of Jonah, he seems to refer particularly to Jonah being 3 days in the belly of the whale and Jesus being 3 days in the ground, in the tomb, before he raises from the dead. So it's pointing to the resurrection. But actually, here, Jesus refers to two incidents in the Old Testament that he sees as paradigms of people responding rightly when they see the grace, the wisdom that is with the people of God. So the first one is Jonah. He says that when Jonah went to Nineveh and shared his message, the Ninevites repented and they believed. They turned from their violence and turned to God, and God didn't judge them. He didn't bring the judgment that he said he was going to bring on them. The other incident is this incident with what Jesus calls here in Luke, the Queen of the South, which is the Queen of Sheba, a nation in Africa, that in 1 Kings, she hears about the wisdom of this Jewish king, and she comes to him, and she winds up seeing this wisdom, and she winds up bringing him all these gifts. So she represents Gentile rulers who come and see the greatness of the Jewish king and give him gifts. Of course, that should remind us of the Magi that come from the east to bring Jesus gifts. So it opens up this theme of Gentiles, people who are technically not a part of the people of God, recognizing the glory of God with the people of God and coming and bringing homage and bringing gifts and bringing recognition. And Jesus here contrasts Gentiles who get it with his own people who don't get it. And again, this brings us back to the issue of signs. Signs, again, just think of the word. A sign on a street is to signal this is the street. You don't need the sign if you know where the street is. You don't need the sign that says welcome to Lexington, Kentucky if you know you've gotten to Lexington, Kentucky. So signs help us get somewhere. They help us point somewhere. Signs in Scripture are to point us to God. And Jesus does all these signs so that people will go, wow, where is all this coming from? I want to find out and to come to Jesus. Well, these people aren't doing that. And so it's as if the sign that Jesus gives them is a sign of Gentiles who really technically aren't the people of God, but who see the signs and follow them through Israel to God. And he's trying to draw their attention to the fact that they are almost like themselves becoming Gentiles. They are hardening their hearts. So I would apply all of this to us and what we're really looking for when we ask questions. I, again, believe that God welcomes all sincere questions and wants to help his people with all sincere questions. When we come to the Scripture, do we come to prove a point that we want to make, to back up or support our ideas that we're already invested in? Or do we come with an openness to say, God, let your word be the authority in me. Let your word judge me. Let your word search me. Let your word read me so that I can follow the signs to you and to the truth. So may we be saved by the Lord Jesus from using the Bible for our agendas. And may we follow the signs that this word is to Jesus himself, who wants to bring us to the Father so that we can come into the light of truth. Amen.